Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's Leanne Winston, and welcome to my show tonight. You'll have to excuse me, I've had a bit of a flu all week, so we'll see how we'll go without trying to cough or sneeze in your ear. So if I do mute myself for a second, you know that I'm having a bit of a coughing fit, but we'll try and stick the whole 45 minutes out. I'd like to invite people to call in on 516-387-1303. If you'd like to, you can call through Skype with what I understand. I'm really excited about tonight's show. I was actually looking at cancelling it due to my health, but Spirit pushed me to continue on, so obviously there's somebody here that I need to connect with. We do have Lisa on the chat line at the moment, and she's letting me know that it's raining in Adelaide. Excellent, we haven't had much rain at the moment. I'm located in the Adelaide Hills, Lisa, and at the moment, last I looked, and I haven't heard any rain, so that's been a good thing, even though I could do with some more. My rainwater tanks could do with topping up. So I hope you've all had a lovely weekend. I know I've had a beautiful day today catching up with some dear friends and just being able to sit and chat with them, which was great. So you'll have to excuse me, I'm sucking on cough lollies. I'll paint you a picture. I'm sitting here with my can of Pepsi Max, my glass of water, cough lollies open, ready to go just in case, my box of tissues for the nose, and my youngest daughter has dared me to let you know that I'm sitting here in my tiger print pyjamas, my flannelette pyjamas. I'm comfortable, so that's what matters. I said to her, it doesn't matter because they can't see me, they can only hear me, so which is a good thing in that sense, so I can get away with that. Can't forget the bed socks to keep the toes warm. So if you'd like to send in some messages through the chat line, please feel free to do that. But today I thought about, and at the end of last show, Spirit had me drawn to talking about people, letting people know about protecting our own energy, why it is we need to protect our energy. There's people out there that you'll come across in life, they will drain your energy. So I guess my question to you is, do you ever feel flat and tired after dealing with certain people? They might not realise what they're doing. It might just be a thing on a soul level that does it to you. People can be quite negative. So when somebody is stuck in that negative mindset, they will draw on energy. You will find those people will be really low and exhausted themselves because they've drain their own batteries, so to speak, energetically. They will then need to reach out to others to try and draw energy from them. You will find people out there that do it, and those in customer service will probably find it more so, dealing with so many people each day, that will get it. Okay. The reason we need to protect our energy is from taking on other people's stuff. Myself, working as an empath, I will take on people's feelings, their pain. Somebody might be emotional. I could take on their emotion. So it's about protecting your energy from those that are negative, those that need to draw on your energy to recharge their batteries, from those people that push their energy out to you. Okay, there's many reasons why we need to do it. And I always recommend to my students, especially starting out, protection is one of the very first things that we play with. I will show my students how to feel a person's energy. You can feel it through their aura. We will do a little task where we stand there, hands up, or even sometimes I'll get them to play with their own energy. Have you ever put your hands together, hold them a foot or so apart and gradually bring them in until you start to feel a resistance, whether it's heat, it's a resistance, like you're pushing against something harder that you can't see, whether it's tingling, you might get it a little bit different to most of us. I can do it. I quite often will sit here and play with an energy ball. My husband will look at me at times and go, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "The energy's high." I move it around like it's an energy. Okay. And it's just my way of playing with it. It's my way of helping myself to move that energy. So basically what we do is I will get my students to feel each other's energy. So one student will stand there, the other one will be back a couple of meters, hands up, and you slowly move forward and you will notice the difference in the temperature change, the pressure closer to that person. Some people's energy might be a fair way out from their body. Some people might be closer within themselves. And then once we've done that and they've picked up that energy field, we get the person that is standing there to bring up their protection, put in their protection walls. And I'll explain to you how to do that in a moment because it is important to do that. We also have some questions coming in on Facebook, so I'll answer those shortly as well. So if you'd like to call in, certainly do so. And we have the chat line open and we've got a couple of people there at the moment. So you're welcome to type down below, push send, and I will get your messages. I'd love to hear from you. So basically, once we put that protection in place, I get the other students to stand back and try again. See how close you get. It's a good thing to do on each other. You can get a good laugh out of it as well, but it's a really good way to actually be able to see how your energy stands, where it sits, and it also gives the other person a good indicator of what's going on as well. So that's something you can play with. Now, by putting your energy in place, what I suggest to people starting out is see yourself in a big bubble. You could use the white light, the purple light, whatever works for you. Now, this is the thing with working with spirit and doing energy work. It's finding something that sits with you. It's finding something you can connect with that will work for you. Because what will work for me may not work for you. Okay? So it's about finding that, the you side of it. Okay? And with that, I say put yourself in a bubble. I use myself a clear perspex cylinder. Now, I see it as the wall of the cylinder is a good inch thick. It comes from the universe. It comes down around me and it connects down into Mother Earth. Okay, it's got to be the full bit. It needs to be solid. If you need more room in your space, you can push it out. Some days we do get to the stage we just don't need people to come so close. We need to push it out a little bit. So that is the way that I work. And because of the level I work on, I do need to do it to a thicker thing. I used to do the bubble, but I found the deeper I went into connecting with spirit and working with clients that I needed something more because I was being left drained and exhausted. I was still taking on those people's things, their energy. So I did change it up, and as we grow, we do change the way we work. So I'd recommend to you start with the bubble, the fluffy white light, whatever works for you. And just remember, if something's not working for you, you start by changing it. You just explore different things. If something feels right with you, go with it. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay? So by protecting your energy, you are protecting yourself as well. It stops others from pulling on your energy. It will also stop others from pushing their stuff onto you. Okay? It's about also along with what works for you, it's also about protecting yourself, okay? People that are negative will draw your energy. They don't mean to. Take note when you're dealing with somebody that is set in that very much negativity mindset. on their energy levels. You could put your walls down and feel them pull on your energy. If you are in tune with your body enough, you will notice people doing that. Put the wall up. See what happens. I like to think when I work with my Perspex cylinder that I like to look at it as when I'm dealing with negative people, whether they mean to pull on my energy or they don't, you will find there'll be people out there that deliberately do it. You will find a lot of people don't realise they're doing it. I like to put the walls up, and I call it like giving them a reality check. It's kind of like their energy hits my protection, my Perspex cylinder, and it'll bounce back at them. And I've noticed a few times that there have been people that I will deliberately do that with. I will strengthen my protection while working with them or just being in their company. You don't need to be working on this level. You could be just out for a dinner. Could be somebody that you pass in the street and you stop and chat. I will strengthen my protection and deliberately put it there. And there's been times that you'll get people go, oh, what's happened? It's kind of like they notice their energy has changed. They don't know why. I like to think of it as their energy hits my field, my protection, and it bounces back and it gives them a reality check on what they are doing to you. Kind of like a mirror image, if that makes sense. So there are many reasons why we need to protect ourselves. That's just one way that we can do it. And like I said, it's a matter of working out what suits you. Sorry, moving the cough lolly around my mouth at the moment without trying to bite on it and crunch in your ear. So what I might do is I might just flick over to Facebook at the moment as I don't have any callers online. I'm hoping that Skype is the way to call in. I know that's how I can connect with this program, with a blog talk. So it'd be good if someone can send me a message and let me know if it's not working. But Patricia has sent me a message on Facebook this evening, and she says, good evening, Leanne. Hope you're well. Thanks, Patricia. Yep, getting over the flu, thanks to my husband sharing, but we won't go there. I've given him a hard time about it, but it's good fun. Just wondering, when do you see my finances improving? Feels like my partner and I are continually struggling with money. Thank you. Okay, Patricia. With your energy, Hannah, I feel like there has been a lot of ups and downs in the past for you. I do feel that that is going to change, but you need to be able to take control of that yourself. Okay, I'm not sure if I spoke about it in last week's show or not, but I believe when we are positive, we draw positive energy. Okay, if we're negative and we're looking at the negativity or focusing on that, we're giving the negative the power to grow. It's going to continue to manifest. So with that, I would say, look at the positives. Don't focus on the struggle that you have with your finances. Focus on the money that's coming in. Picture your bank account growing, okay? You want money to come in? Feel the money being drawn into you, okay? Release it to the universe that you want the good financial flow, all right? See yourself happy. See yourself in, now I could say see yourself being rich, but that's being greedy. It's more about seeing yourself being comfortable. I believe when we work with the universe, we need to be respectful, firstly, of what we put out there, but we need to be comfortable. You don't need to be greedy. Welcome stuff in, but also accept what you receive, but be grateful for it. Does that make sense? It's that reference to just allowing the flow to come. Feel the positivity, okay? It will come in. See it coming in. Focus on it every day. and let it happen. Don't fight it, is the reference. Okay, so just typing on the chat just to keep it open. So people on the chat, feel free to talk between each other. Feel free to chat, like send messages down the bottom and send them in. And if you've got questions, I'm happy to answer them. But yeah, sorry, Patricia, I'll get back to your thing. Have your partner do the same thing. You need to work together, okay? Have a goal on what you want in the future. Like, are you saving for something? Are you wanting to go on a holiday? Is it a house? That reference, have that clearer picture and release it to the universe each and every day. Also remember to thank the universe for what you get. I just like, and it's the same when I work with spirit. You will hear me at times when I'm doing readings just saying thank you. It might come out of nowhere, but it's me thanking spirit for their energy and also for the information that I get. Okay? So, hun, I feel that the financial flow, the money is going to improve. I do feel there's some changes coming your way and they do feel positive. I want to say for the next 3 to 4 months is where I'm being drawn with that. But just change that mindset. I feel that you are the one putting the block around yourself financially, okay? When we can get in the right place, that energy will flow, okay? And that is part and parcel of it. So when things aren't going right, I always say stop and look at what's going on around you. Because I get that with my clients so much. They will come in and some of them, and I just feel for them, they've had such a hard time. Things keep repeating on them. It's just one bad situation after another, but we need to look at the lessons that come with that. We also need to look at how we need to change. You're on this journey, and it's part of your journey, but you are in control of that. So whether you're a slow learner or whether you pick up things quite quickly, you will move through that journey in that time frame. Okay? I hope that makes sense. And Patricia, sorry, I got a little bit sidetracked there with your question, but I actually feel that a lot of that will be useful for you. Okay? Thank you for your lovely message, and I'd love you to touch base with me and let me know how you're getting on. Okay? I just want to touch on that a little bit more because we do have the power within ourselves to control our journey. It is your journey to control. It's not somebody else's. You may give your power to them to have that control, but until you can take that back, they will continue that. Okay? So you need to find that strength within yourself for whatever reason and take that control. Then move forward with it, okay? I want to say it's like standing strong in your own power, okay? It's your journey, it's nobody else's, okay? It's about finding ourselves and owning that, and it's owning our own journey. Sorry. I just have a mouthful of water. I can feel the tickle coming on in my throat, okay? That's something else, and now I don't know if that's around Patricia. I don't know if there's something that you need to speak out about or whether it is my own throat at the moment because I have had a tickle. We all have chakras. Now, I can't remember if I touched on this last week or not. Each chakra is like an energy point. They serve the energy circles that keeps us balanced. You have your crown, your third eye and your throat chakra and so on. Your heart chakra and everything. Most of you have probably heard about it. Cover that another week. When your throat chakra is out of balance, it can manifest in that tickle. Okay? Excuse me. So if you feel like you need to clear your throat all the time, you're not coming down with something or you're just not sure what's going on, sometimes we need to speak out. And that's spirit's way of showing you that. It's like that energy gets stuck in the throat. It's time to speak out. So speak your mind. You don't always have to be the peacemaker. Sometimes that energy is better let go of. Speak your mind, show your strength, stand by what you say, and own it as your own, and you will find that tickle will move. Okay? It's just something for people to remember. And some of you might find you get that tickle when you can't move it. You may have had it for years. Look at the past. Have you been one to speak out? Okay? Okay, we'll go to another question. All right. We have Sky. Sky is wondering if you can give me some insight on my love life and also anyone around me who has passed over. Thank you. Thanks, Sky, for your message. Sky, I kind of get the feeling you're an interesting soul. I actually feel like connecting with your energy that you're on the go all the time. It's that feeling of here, there and everywhere. So whether mentally you are a little bit scattered or it's physical, I actually feel more it's physical. There's no sitting still with your energy, and it's the feeling that you need to focus more. So sorry about that. My I've got to turn the volume on my phone down. One of my relatives that's in hospital, not very well at all, but I send my healing out to John, and may his journey be a safe one and healing to the family. Okay, sorry, Sky, back to your question. I do feel there's a deep relationship coming for you. I kind of don't feel that you're totally invested in a relationship at the moment. So whether you're in a relationship and you're not wholeheartedly in it, or there is no relationship at the moment, but I just don't feel that you've given yourself completely as yet. Okay? I want to say do the work on yourself now, because I feel there's a couple of things you need to focus on and to be able to move that, okay? To allow the relationship to pass and to come around you. Sorry, I'm just reading the rest of your question as I'm talking. I do get a grandfather around you. It's a grandfather feeling, and I do feel like I want to go more mum's side with that. Would I be right in saying that your grandfather has passed on mum's side and he was quite a strong person? I feel that he had that strong will around him. I do feel that he stands beside you and he is there to guide you. I also get the reference that Spirit puts signs in front of you, but you just need to open your eyes and take the time to see them. Okay, hun? It's more to do around that side of things. I need to say, what is it that you are looking for? Because I don't feel that you have found it as yet. Okay, it's that reference to finding yourself. Okay, I want to say, allow yourself to do that. You are the one that's putting the boundaries on yourself, okay? I hope that makes sense. I kind of feel like I needed to go away from the relationship. Sometimes we try too hard. We try to make things fit when the timing isn't right, okay? I believe if something feels right, it's meant to be. I don't believe in giving up on things, but I do believe there is a time where things can get too hard. And when it does get too hard, maybe it's a good time to question yourself and go, is it meant to be? Am I heading in the right direction? So whether that's with love, finance, job, the whole thing, it's more, that sort of fits into life in general. So it's more about looking at that side of things. Sometimes Spirit has a way of pulling us up. In my life, has got to the stage where if I have one or two days in a row where things just don't go my way, even by the end of the first day now, I stand back and go, right, today nothing's gone to plan. Everything's worked against me. What is it that Spirit's trying to show me? Because we could be missing the signs. I do it myself, okay? Yes, I've got that connection with Spirit. Kind of, I guess in a sense, I've got that foot in the door. But we all have that ability. We just need to choose to decide whether to use it or not. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that, just having another drink of water. It's about making those choices, looking at what's going on in front of you. Spirit will pull me up, and I will take the time to notice. Okay, so maybe Sky, with you at the moment, I sort of feel like you need to look at what's going on around you more so. Okay. Hannah, I hope that helps. And I will jump into another question. Okay. Lynn would like to know, will she find her son? Sorry, Lynn, I just got to have a cough. Sorry, I hope by putting my hand over the mic, it did sort of block a lot of that. The more I talk, the worse it gets. But Lynn, I feel like your son's been gone for a while. Now, I don't feel that he has passed over. I feel he is still here on earth, okay? I actually feel like I've got that distance between you for a while. Okay, thank you. Lynn, I need to ask, was your son given up at birth? Was he adopted out? Because I feel like I've got that long period of time away from each other. Okay. I feel like you're so much in your okay. I've got the feeling that I'm so much in my own head. Okay. So that's the way Spirit gives it to me. It's that feeling that you aren't really thinking about that. So I want to say at the moment your focus has been a lot on that. And you're forgetting about what's around you as well, okay? Yes, I do feel you will finally find your son, okay? You will get those answers. But I also get the reference you will be given the chance to make up for missed time, okay? I feel strongly that you had to give him up. So I hope I'm right with that. But there is a reference of handing my child over. Okay. I don't know what the link is around England for you, but I'm just getting the word England. So maybe that might be somewhere where you could look at. It might be somewhere where you need to base your search on, okay? I just feel very strongly about England. There's ties to England around your son. Okay. Can you let me know, maybe in the inbox on Facebook, Lynn, a little bit more details with that. I'm happy to try and help you as much as I possibly can with that. But I just sort of feel I'm stuck on the having. I feel heartbroken. I feel like I've had to hand my child over, but it's not by my choice, okay? I don't know what the number 27 is around that situation, but I'm just seeing the number 27 with that as well. I feel like my head's in a cloud with your energy as well. So whether things are a little bit foggy for you lately, or that's where you feel that you are at with the search for your son, listen to your heart, because I get the reference to deep down you know in your heart you will come back together. Okay? It's important in trusting in yourself, okay? Have that clear picture. Would I also be right in saying that you dream about your son at times? I feel like you see visions of him. I want to sit and draw. It's that reference of just sitting and pick a pen up with paper and just draw. Because I get the feeling the Spirit will help you draw what to look for. So whether you draw a person, you draw an area on a map, I seem to feel like I'm looking at a map, and I still have that England reference with that. So stay strong. Please keep me updated on what you got, how it's going, and feel free to inbox me. And I'm happy to touch base with you and see if I can give you any information. It's kind of like doing this work. We connect on a soul level. my energy might not be right for somebody else's energy. Okay. I had a lady that messaged me a question. I get a lot of questions on my inboxes in Facebook. If I'm drawn to a question or a spirit pulls me up on that question, I want answering. And some of the times it's the same thing over and over with the questions that people send me. If somebody's set in that negative mindset, like this question was a few weeks ago, I just felt the energy was so negative that she needs to work on her own to work through this. And when the time's right, if I'm needing to connect with her, I will. So I can't answer everybody, but like I said, if spirit pulls me up, I will answer them. But sometimes if I can't connect with you, I will let you know. There are times that I am connecting with you and I give you the information. It might not feel right for you at that time. My guess is you'll get down the road a little bit. You will think about it and you'll go, oh my God, I know what she's talking about. Okay, so please let me know, Lynn, if I'm right on the long-term separation. Was it to do with adoption? But I am drawn around that, and I'd love to know what the England link is for you because I feel really strongly with that. Okay. All right. And Amanda has sent in a question as well. And she would like to know, can you see things improving in my life and my finances? Money seems to be the question around everybody at the moment. And I think it's in general. It's not just one or two of us. I want to say you're not alone, Amanda. There's a lot of people out there feeling the tension with money at the moment. Okay. Same thing as Patricia, that I said to Patricia. Focus on the positive. See the money coming in. What is it that is holding you back, Amanda? Okay. Because I kind of feel like you want it to come to you. I want to say grab the bull by the horn and bring the money in. Okay. Would I be right also, Amanda, in saying that you've had a couple of choices to make recently and now you're questioning those choices? Okay. I want to say stop being hard on yourself with that. It will fall in place. Now, we've only got about another 10 minutes to go on this time schedule, so I'll try and get it in as much as I possibly can before then. Okay. All right, Lisa, sorry I can't get back in to listen. Reload, Lisa, and see if that helps. Sorry, I'm just getting a message through the chat line. Okay. I want to say that the deck of cards, Amanda, has been put in front of you, so I don't know what the Ace of Hearts means to you. But I feel like I'm dealing cards at the moment and I've got the Ace of Hearts that come up, okay? You need to stop questioning yourself and you need to trust within yourself as well. I get the feeling there's a lot of positivity around you. Things are going to change, but it's that reference that you need to make that happen yourself, okay? Go out there, try new things, all right? I want to say think outside the circle and make it happen. I just feel like your energy is stuck a bit at the moment, Amanda, and that's the need to change things. So maybe by changing stuff up or changing things around, you'll find that energy will flow and that money will come with it, okay? I always, every morning, I have this little thing that I do in the shower. It's my protection. I thank universe for what I receive, what they send and send on my behalf. I ask for good financial flow to come in. I ask my angels and guardians for protection. I ask them for love and abundance. And I ask them to send healing to myself as well as those around me that need it and that whoever out there needs it. And I always finish off by sending my love to those on earth. Okay? So maybe come up with a little saying like that that you can do. You can stand in front of the mirror and do it if you want to. And like I said before, you find what works for you. Fill that in. Invite the money in. Okay? Open up and pull it in. All right? So when I'm sitting there in the morning, I imagine good financial flow coming into myself, our business, and our home, and our family. Okay? Because it's all a balance. It's all one thing. Our family is our business, our home. The whole thing is our life. Okay? So see your life to be what you want it to and see it come in. Okay? So I hope that makes sense to you. I could have gone more into depth with those questions, but I want to try and get more in as possible. But I would also like to touch on my mentoring program that I've got coming up. If you'd like to join my mentoring program, I will be posting stuff online probably tomorrow, if not the next day, a flyer with some information. You can contact me. I will send out a little questionnaire. Sorry, I have an ear in the ear then. I might just have a mouthful of water. I'm just trying to hold this coughing fit off for another 6 minutes. I'm sorry. I knew that was going to happen. I send out a questionnaire with my mentoring program just to sort of work out where you're at. Now, you could be a beginner. You could be mid-base. Sorry. Sorry again about that. You could be a beginner. You could be mid-range or advanced. I like to work out my mentoring program to your level so everybody moves forward. Now, it will be over a 6-week period. I am offering a 4-week period, the price for 4 weeks over 6-week period, okay? So that's like a special I'm doing. If you like information on that, you can certainly inbox me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. Sorry. I also can be contacted through email as well. So that's Leanne, LEANE, psychicmedium@bigpond.com. So please feel free to contact me if you'd like some information on that. We will also get started on that fairly soon, but we will also be setting up one-on-one with that. So it'll be with myself and yourself if you're interested. And you will be an hour a week. We will work our time schedule around you and try and fit you in as much as possible, like be as flexible as possible to make that happen. Along with that, I'm actually going to set up a Facebook page as well that only students will have the access to. So it will be a safe environment that you can chat with each other. You can certainly contact me through it. I might even be able to place some meditations and stuff up there. But you will be able to talk to each other, feed off of each other, help each other. Something that you might find that you are experiencing, somebody else might have already been through that, or they are going through that. Okay? You'll be surprised on what level we do connect with. You will find your soul family doing this work. Okay, sorry, I just had to guzzle more water. We all have a family out there. They might not be blood related, but we connect on a soul, on that soul level. So whether we've had that link in a past life, I believe I have my family, my blood family, my physical family, and I love them all dearly. I also have my soul family out there, and you notice that when you do workshops and you go to events where we're all working on that energy level, you make those connections. There are some people from my workshops that I have done in my training that, you know, we might just pass a word here and there. There are other people that I have connected with and kept those connections with. We might not speak or see each other for 12 months or 6 months, but we pick up like it was just yesterday. And I'm sure you've all got people around you that aren't necessarily related, but you do that with as well. So there is a difference with soul families to your normal family as well, but that's another subject we could quite easily go into next, like another time as well. So I will reschedule another show for next week. I'm going to try and keep it at 8 p.m. South Australian time on a Sunday night, and we'll just have a subject or two. I might even work and see if I can get a guest host in as well, like a guest speaker. I know I've been talking to Sue Nicholson, and she's offered to come online, and I also have some interstate mediums that are interested. I will get Beck on at some stage as well. Beck and I work in group readings, and her and I, Kelly, work together on the purely intuition side of stuff as well. So we're always out there with purely intuition, and if anybody's got any events coming up that you'd like us to come to around the Adelaide country areas, we're certainly open to suggestions with that. One thing I will touch on, Beck and I also do in-home group readings where we can come to your home. You can have a minimum of 6 people together, and we will sit there for a couple of hours and read for you and the people in there as a group, okay? The other thing that we do is I have some live shows coming up. We'll be in Meningie on the 18th of July, and that is Saturday night, so tickets are available online on my website or by contacting Rebecca Booth. And then we also have the one in North Adelaide at the Regal Park on the 15th of August. So if you'd like to even join my emailing list, and I'll send out information on the up-and-coming events and stuff. Once again, LeanneWinstonPsychicMedium@bigpond.com. It is Leanne on my email with only one N, though. Okay, we've only got about 30 seconds left for tonight's show. I hope I haven't rambled too much, but Spirit takes me where they draw me to. I can only give information as I give it, as they give it, I will give it to you. So I just want to remind people to remember to love, honour and cherish those around you and move forward. Sending love. Bye.